Unit 9. Double-crossed. Pages 132 and 133. Part 1. Access to information from written texts. Read the article below and then answer questions 1 to 9.
She should have been meeting her new roommate, moving her things into her new dorm room at the University of Chicago, and then getting ready for her first day of her third-year political science classes. Instead, 20-year-old Lauren Axel is getting ready to settle down for another night in a filthy Indian prison cell with 40 other women. Lauren was arrested at the Bombay airport and thrown into jail 3 weeks ago. The last leg of her summer backpacking adventure was going to be India. Leaving Amsterdam, she was going to meet her best friend Barbara in Bombay, and from there travel around for several weeks before returning to the States. While in Amsterdam, Lauren had met a group of very nice people. They had been in the Netherlands for some time and knew all of the ins and outs. They helped her find a place to stay, showed her the sights, and made her a part of their group. They were a marvelous bunch. Polite, intelligent, curious about the local culture, really cool people. She became especially good friends with 22-year-old Ryan, who had taken a year off to travel before beginning his studies for a master's degree in philosophy. Ryan would also be going to India in 3 weeks. The two had made plans to meet in Delhi after Barbara went back home. So when Ryan asked Lauren if she could take a small brown suitcase of his to India with her, she readily agreed. He explained that he would be going on a week-long hike, and the suitcase would be a problem for him. He said he would throw it away, but it had belonged to his grandmother, and his mother had made him swear he would bring it home safely. Lauren reasoned that Ryan was actually doing her a favor. With all of the souvenirs she had bought, pictures, candles, posters, and books, Lauren's backpack was bursting at the seams, and the use of Ryan's suitcase was a welcome solution. He said he would get it back from her, and even buy her a new one, when they met in Delhi. Lauren repacked her things and said goodbye to her new friends. On the plane, she smiled to herself. She thought how lucky she was to be having such an amazing adventure, and how she was rather looking forward to meeting up with Ryan again in India. Her dreams turned into a nightmare when she was stopped by Indian customs officials. They literally tore Ryan's suitcase apart. Lauren looked on in horror as the customs officials ripped open a secret compartment sewn into the bottom of Ryan's suitcase, revealing plastic bags containing several kilos of illegal drugs. Lauren's protests of innocence fell upon deaf ears. Her passport was confiscated, and she was taken away. If convicted of drug smuggling, Lauren faces 10 years in a suffocating, stinking Indian prison. According to Indian law, it may take a month before formal charges are brought against her, and she could remain in jail for many more months before her trial even starts. Lauren is the latest victim of small-time drug traffickers whose method is to find young, attractive women, like Lauren, to serve as couriers and take drugs across international borders. The excitement of meeting new people and forging new relationships has resulted in disaster for many young backpackers who have naively agreed to carry seemingly innocent items from one country to another for people they barely know. Therefore, the golden rule for travelers is never agree to transport anything across an international border. If you are looking for more information on how to protect yourself when traveling, we advise you to visit our website at www.safejourneys.org.